Well, look, our healthcare service has been in crisis for many, many years, and we see that on the huge numbers in waiting lists for sometimes minor operations or day services on trying to get diagnostics done. We also see it in our trolley crisis in our hospitals. We see it in the fact that people can't get a GP in many areas as well. And all of those issues need to be dealt with, and they can only be dealt with in a planned way, and that's about planned investment and putting the resources in place to ensure that we can turn this around. We in Sinn Féin believe that we can have a 21st century health service for people. We have a developed modern economy, and we should be able to provide a health service that reflects that. And that will require a lot of investment. We're talking about 5,000 additional beds across the country. Some of those beds need to be in the northwest, in Sligo and Letterkenny, even in Manor Hamilton, where we can develop more daycare services there as well. We also recognise that the issue with GP services is a huge problem. Sinn Féin would employ we'll get the HSE to directly employ GPs rather than having to set up their own business and go through all of that. That would be employed the same as a doctor in the hospital, and they would run the GP services in that way, and it would open up the possibility of people being able to find GP services appropriately and at the right time. We would invest in diagnostic services. So many people are out there waiting for a scan, waiting for a scope or whatever. They're told there's a long waiting list for months, sometimes years in some cases, when they're looking for particular services. We would ensure that those services are sped up, because if people get diagnosed early, they can get treatment early, and they don't end up in our hospital trolleys, and they don't end up in situations where they get more chronic illness. So it's about prevention in respect to that. We also recognise we need to employ more people in our health service. So we need to look at the contracts, and we need to look at guarantee careers for people, for our young nurses who are qualifying, for our young doctors that are qualifying, to ensure that more of them will not go abroad and will choose to stay here. We need to look as well at all aspects of the health service, and our mental health service is a crucial area that we need to put investment into, in our CAM services for young people, in our general mental health services as well. So, you know, it's a broad and big plan. It's very ambitious. It's talking about billions of euros been spent, but those, rather than spent, actually what you're talking about is investing in the health of people and going into the future. And some of that investment, a large portion of it, needs to be in the places which have been left behind. And certainly the Northwest and the Sligo Leitrim region and Donegal region have been left behind for a very long time when it comes to investment in our healthcare services.
And what other services would ultimately suffer, Deputy Kenny, as a result of what you've just outlined, billions of euro being pumped into the health service under this Sinn Féin plan potentially?
Well, this isn't an either or our situation, Catherine. This is a situation where we already have very buoyant resources in the state. We have very high tax coming into the economy, and we also have got, of course, the Apple tax money as well. We're talking about investing some of that money, which this government, which Simon Harris and Micheál Martin wanted not to take, wanted to send it away when we needed to invest in our housing system and in our health services across the state. And you know, it's not about taking money away from somewhere else. It's about investing about where it's exactly where it's needed to ensure that we can provide the services that people deserve and need. The reality is that when you invest in this manner, you actually save money in the long term, because people will not get as chronically ill as early, and you don't end up with all the problems we have in our hospitals, where people have much longer term patients in hospitals and cost far more in regard to that. So, you know, it is a means to an end. It's about a stitch in time, which will save nine ultimately. And if we can put the resources in place and provide proper healthcare services for people, you know, we can turn this around. I firmly believe that we can do that. We need to have the Irish version of the NHS. We need to have free healthcare at the point of need for everyone across the state. That's another thing that's in our plan as well, is that everybody who presently has got a GP visit card, that will be switched into a full medical card. We want to see medical cards provided for people who will be on the medium income. And, you know, that it would be something that people will be able to get free GP services and free medical card services across the country. Because we need to get to that. We need to get to a stage where, you know, proper and adequate healthcare is a right for people, and it's not something that you just get if you can happen to afford it.